Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 850. Can you actually time the stock market? By Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host here on the show. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And we've got a brand new author to the show for today's post. Phil Town is a popular investor, podcaster, motivational speaker, and he's the author of two books on financial investment that were New York Times bestsellers. You can check out RuleOneInvesting.com for a lot of info, and we'll be sharing some of his resources in our newsletter, too. And with that, let's hear our first post from Phil's site as we optimize your life. Can you actually time the stock market? By Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com. Market timing, or being able to time the stock market, predicting when it is going to crash and investing accordingly, is the holy grail of investing, investing nirvana. Having a crystal ball to predict the market is every investor's dream. No matter what some analysts may tell you, timing the market in this fashion is an impossible goal. However, instead of predicting a crash, there are different ways to time the market that are entirely doable and can end up being just as valuable. The best way to time the stock market. The perception of market timing is often misconstrued. Many investors consider timing the market to be predicting when a crash will take place and selling before it does. However, stock market crashes are all but impossible to predict, even for the most informed investors. Instead of trying to time the market by selling before a crash, it's much more beneficial to time the market by buying after one. When I got out of the market in 2007, it still went up another 10% before it crashed. I knew I couldn't time the market, but I knew it was time to get out. Stock market crashes present an excellent opportunity to buy valuable companies at discount prices. After a crash is one of the best times to buy companies that you have targeted as great investments at a price point that leaves plenty of room for big returns. Timing the market in this manner, predicting gains after a crash rather than predicting the crash itself, is the most effective way to time the market. Of course, you'll need to invest in companies that can survive the crash, as not all companies can. Following a crash, you'll want to choose established companies that have a moat, something that keeps competitors from carving away a large portion of their market share. You'll also want to be sure and buy companies that you believe in, companies that align with your values, and companies that you have reason to believe will survive the crash. Does Warren Buffett time the market? Like most great investors, Warren Buffett times the market by buying after a crash rather than trying to sell before one. After a crash, Buffett says that the priority is to find cheap individual companies with solid fundamentals rather than investing in the market as a whole, timing the market based on the value of individual companies rather than the direction of the overall market. Timing individual companies allows you to take advantage of discounts on companies that will in all likelihood only be affected by a crash for a short period of time. Once the effects of the crash wear off, great companies will still be going strong, and in most cases, their price will return to its pre-crash level in a matter of months. Don't sell during small crashes. Buffett also warns not to sell during small crashes and instead to weather the storm by focusing on the long term. If the companies you own are successful, established companies, they too are likely to return to their pre-crash price before long, making holding on to them the wisest decision. Trying to play the guessing game about when to sell them before or after a crash will almost always only lead to headaches and lost opportunities. There's a video in this post showing the difference between a market crash and a correction. When to sell. Timing the market by buying stocks after a crash is great for knowing when to buy a stock, but what about knowing when to sell it? After all, even the most long-term investors must sell their stocks eventually if they want to lock in their returns. While it's best to buy stocks with the intention of holding onto them as long as possible, there are a few times you're better off selling. If greed has driven the price of a stock up above its true value, you're better off selling. In the same way that undervalued stocks almost always eventually reach their true value, overvalued stocks almost always drop down to their true value as well. It's important to keep in mind, though, the difference between price and value. The price of a stock may fluctuate rapidly, but its value is typically inherent and unchanging, unless a major change within the company itself takes place. If there is no major change to the story of a company, and its price is still at or below its value, hold on to it for as long as you can, no matter what the market does. Throughout all of this, it's important to keep in mind that when determining whether to sell a stock that you are evaluating, time the individual company rather than the overall market. No one can predict with certainty the future of the market, but with the right investment know-how, you can predict the future of an individual company, allowing you to know when it's time to sell. You just listened to the post titled, "Can You Actually Time the Stock Market?" by Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And for more from Phil, check out that site, RuleOneInvesting.com. He also has a podcast with his daughter, some great books, and more. We'll also share some of his resources in our weekly newsletter, which, if you're not a part of, now is a good time to join because we have a book giveaway where somebody random on that list is going to get a book tonight at midnight. So to join for free, just come by oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. And that's going to do it for today and for the week here at Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.